This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend. I want to pick up where I left off last week. We're looking at the rules for the discernment of spirits in the writing and teaching of St. Ignatius Loyola. If you didn't have a chance to tune in last week, I covered were the first four rules of the 14 rules of discernment of spirits that Ignatius gives to us. And at the end of last week, on Friday, I kind of gave a summary of what I covered earlier in the week. So what I want to do is just say a few things to remind us of what I talked about last week and then pick up and go from Rule 5, hopefully the rest of this week, right through Rule 14. Hopefully we'll get everything done at this point. Now, what's the point of doing these shows? Well, first of all, the teaching of Ignatius in this area is very practical, and it applies to the life of every person, every believer, everybody who's moving toward the Lord, everybody who's living as a disciple and wants to grow in the spiritual life. This is very good stuff. It's practical, it's helpful, it's deeply insightful. And what Ignatius's basic insight was, is to look into the movements that were happening within his own heart, in his own emotions, in his own mind, the work of the Spirit of God and the work of the enemy and how it impacted him. And he learned some things. God opened his eyes. He was able to see. And so Ignatius exhorts us, and it's very important for every one of us to see who are serious about progress in the Christian life, is to be a discerning person, to be able to discern the work of God and to cooperate with the work of God and to discern the hand of the enemy and to resist and know how to battle the work of the enemy and to be spiritually awake. There's exhortation after exhortation in the New Testament from the apostles, calling each one of us to be watchful, to be alert, to be clear-headed, to resist the devil. And these are concrete ways, these rules that Ignatius gives to us, these are concrete ways to live in that kind of posture, the awareness that I'm in a spiritual battle and I'm going to make progress in the spiritual life requires effort, intelligence, discernment. A spiritually alert person or an awake person is someone who's, one, aware, first of all, aware of the movements of the Spirit in our heart and our emotions and our interior life and how they impact our heart. Number two, someone who understands and discerns what those movements are about, understand the impact and the effect that those movements have, and seeing the effect of those movements within us, its impact on our emotions, our thought life, our reasoning, how we're impacted tells us a lot about the source of what's moving us, which spiritual source is at work against us or for us. Third step, so there's three steps, be aware, understand, and third, take action. Once you begin to understand what's moving you, what's impacting you, the source of it, you'll know it's either from God. And if it's from God, that means cooperate with it, lean into it, say yes to it, embrace it, or the enemy. If it's the enemy, resist it. And Ignatius gives us a set of rules of how to resist it. Now, last week I talked about rules number one through four. Rule number one was simply acknowledging a particular kind of person that both God and the enemy work on. And who's that person? Someone who's moving toward, who's in sin and continues to move deeper into sin. Both God and the enemy work differently on that kind of a person. The second person is someone who's made a break from sin. They're moving in the Lord. They're moving in the Christian life. And they're growing and they're making progress. Well, the enemy works differently on that person than he does on someone who's in his back pocket. The third rule is the rule of spiritual consolation, which is really God's action. It's only something God can produce in us. Where the soul is inflamed with love of God. And we begin to see all things in God. We begin to see God's creation and its beauty and our connection to it and God's love for us. And we experience an increase in faith, hope, and love, and our confidence grows. We're filled with interior joy. And it's the hand of the Lord at work on us. And we begin to hunger for God and the things of God. And it's characterized by kind of interior peace, stability, clarity. All of that is part of the grace of spiritual consolation. The enemy doesn't produce that. That's what God does. We can't stir it up either. It's something God produces in us. The contrary to spiritual consolation is spiritual desolation, the darkness of soul, the disturbances, attraction to low and earthly things. And we're disquieted and agitated. We're easily drawn into temptations. We lose confidence in God in a spiritual journey. We get just confused about whether it's true and whether we can make any progress. We get discouraged. The enemy's trying to knock us out. He wants to stop our progress. Ultimately, he wants to kill us and destroy us. That's what Jesus said. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He also wants to steal our hope, dry up love within us, lead us kind of into a condition of being slothful. That is, we lose a taste for the things of God. We yawn in the face of God. We lose energy and a desire to pursue God. And we're characterized by a kind of sadness. And we feel as if we're separated from God in some way. It's dark. The spiritual desolation, which everybody's going to experience at one time or another. Not just one time in your life, but periodically. The Christian life and the spiritual journey is not linear. It's not just one, but it's up and down. God doesn't bring spiritual desolation. The devil does. But God permits it to happen. And we'll describe in some of the other rules why that's the case. So these are the contrary conditions, one that God produces and one that the enemy produces. And it's important for us to be discerning so we know what to do. So when we're in times of spiritual desolation, Ignatius gives us some really practical, helpful rules. The fifth rule, for example, is very important. It's maybe the centerpiece of how to respond to spiritual desolation. In times of desolation, Ignatius says, never make a change in your spiritual proposals. Be firm and constant in the proposals you made during times of consolation. Why? Because you cannot make right decisions when you're under the enemy's influence. You can't let the devil be your counselor. That's what he wants to be. What he wants you to do in a time of desolation is to lose hope and is to be so discouraged that you're tempted to make decisions to get you out of the good decisions that you made that are leading you to progress in the Christian life. When you come up against spiritual desolation, I mean, you might be cruising along and you've had a season in your life where there's a lot of clarity about your life. You're engaged in the service of the Lord. You feel like you're growing in the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know, God's at work and you're just kind of buoyed into faith. And there's a kind of steadiness about the pattern of life and the daily prayer and the habits. Maybe you have morning prayer or daily mass or pray the rosary each day. There's different service you're engaged in, things that you really discern God wanted you to do. Maybe you got help from a spiritual director to kind of set those things up. Well, bam, you're going to run into spiritual desolation on occasion. The enemy is trying to set a trap. And what he's going to do is lead you to the place where all the things that buoyed you, all the things that you felt like, wow, this is right, all the interior emotion and thought process that made it seem like, yeah, I'm cruising, I'm on the right path, I know exactly what's going on in my life, all of a sudden it gets taken away. You lose confidence. You get discouraged. You feel maybe overwhelmed sometimes like by a tsunami of temptation. You're drawn to earthly things. You want to fall back into old patterns and habit patterns of sin. You feel desperate. You just don't even want to think sometimes about God and the things of God. And the church bugs you. You don't want to go to church. And all that stuff, you don't want to pray. All that stuff can begin to emerge inside. So here's Ignatius saying, look, this is going to happen periodically in your life. When it happens, number one, know that this is not God. Number two, you're in a time of spiritual desolation, so know this. Don't change anything that you're doing. In terms of the decisions you've made, maybe with the help, again, of a spiritual director or others, to get your life moving toward the Lord and deeper into His plan and purpose for your life. Don't say, well, I don't feel like praying today. I'm not going to pray. Or, you know, I don't want to go to church and I don't know, it's just boring. Plus, a lot of those people there just bug me and I don't want to go. Things like that will begin to emerge. And I don't like Father. I don't want to go to confession because I feel it doesn't do any good anyway. And so what the enemy wants us to do is start to break off, to make decisions that separate us from the good pattern of life and the good decisions we made during times of spiritual consolation that the Lord led us into. And this can be little things and even big things. And changing spiritual proposals in small things, even like, well, I'm going to get up each morning and pray at thus and such time. Breaking from small decisions over time, the enemy will patiently lead us in that direction because he's after us to make big decisions, to make bad decisions. I feel agitated. I'm unhappy. It must be the marriage I'm in. I start to experience desire for someone other than my spouse. And I'm tempted. I'm tempted to lust or pornography. I'm tempted to greed. I'm tempted to gluttony. And I'm tempted to gamble. Whatever it is, I need something for myself. And I'm going to make decisions. And what the enemy wants us to do is make bigger and bigger decisions all the time to get us to the point where we do serious damage to our life. So don't come under the devil's counsel, Ignatius is saying. Don't listen to him at all. So then he follows that with a set of rules that are very practical of, okay, how do we respond then? We made a decision. I'm not going to change. I'm going to stand. I'm not going to change my spiritual proposals. Rule number 6, he goes on then to say, then resist the desolation by changing yourself intensely. Take action. This is very Ignatian. Don't just sit there. Don't just stand there, but take action. How do we take action? Through increased prayer. Cry out to God, Lord, help me. Double your prayer time. Don't decrease your prayer. The second would be meditation. Take up scripture. Meditate on the promises of God, the truth of God, the passages that the Lord gave you in times of consolation. This is where it can be helpful to have journaling be a part of your daily prayer. Not that you need to journal every day, but as you receive things from the Lord, morsels, spiritual inspiration, passages, key passages that are decisive for your life. Like for me, when I was young, the passage, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of holiness and all things will be added unto you. The Matthew chapter 6 passage. It just one day when I was 19 years old, the passage just jumped off the page at me. And I felt like the Lord spoke directly to me and said, make this the fundamental principle of your life. And I promise you, I'll make something out of your life. I'll lead you to your Father. Seek first the kingdom of God. So take that collection of passages that have impacted your life, or the lives of the saints, or particular spiritual readings, maybe the Imitation of Christ, whatever it is, gather that in. That's your arsenal, and draw from that and meditate on it. Third thing he said, so first prayer, then meditation. The third thing is much examination. Examine your life. Examine your heart. Examine your motives. Be cleared. Examine what's moving you. Lay hold of that at a deeper level. And finally, choose suitable penance. This is where good spiritual direction is helpful, or the wisdom of a mature spiritual person can help you. Maybe taking up fasting is a really good idea, good way to fight the enemy. Making a decision, maybe bread and water fast a couple times a week, whatever it is. There's a lot of wisdom that can be gained there about how to do suitable penance and how to fight the battle of the enemy. So here we are, Rule 6, and already Ignatius is giving us very practical steps. And it's important for us to see that what he's encouraging us to be is to be spiritually alert, to be people who are aware, we understand the movements within us, we're ready to take action, and we want to live in a posture knowing that the enemy's going to come after us and not be surprised by this. I hope you can tune in tomorrow. We'll take up some more of the rules and draw from the wisdom Ignatius wants to give us and how we can live in the victory the Lord has given us as sons and daughters of God. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.